Prophetic Edge International. It's a new season. Everything is brand new, including you and this ministry. So if you look at, can everybody see what I put on the screen?
Yes, Prof, we can.
Great. So you'll see it says Prophetic Edge, Revelatory Keys from Heaven for our new time. It shouldn't say next time. It should say new time. And you'll see that there's a picture of the inside of a watch with all of the components, the screws and the little, I don't know what you call all of the stuff on the inside of the watch, but it's been taken apart. And at the very beginning of this fast, I want to say to the team that it's a new time in Prophetic Edge International.
And
Is this a car engine?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It was meant to be the inside of a watch. Okay, you had to now blow my bubbles too. Anyway, I see it's a car engine. Okay, well, fine. I can still use the analogy. The point is, welcome to the new Prophetic Edge and the new time in Prophetic Edge. And I want to make an apostolic declaration from the very onset of this fast and of the first gathering of this team for 2020. The old is past. And I want you to hear me by the Spirit. The old is past. The old structure is dead. The old positions and roles in the ministry is dead. The old mindsets is dead. The old behavioral traits, the way we used to do, the old strategy, the old vision, it's dead. It's gone. So you cannot cross over into this new beginning because it's not just a new year. It's a new era. And we lay down the old Prophetic Edge International on the 31st of December when I shut down the platform and I released all of you and I told you, I'm releasing all of you. That means I laid you all down. I said goodbye forever. And I had no idea whether we would actually be back on this day in 2020. Because I took the ministry and I gave it back to God. I put it on the altar and I said, Lord, I don't know if you're going to resurrect it. I don't know if there's something new, but I'm giving you all of my platforms, all of my alliances, all of my alignments, my relationships, my assignments, my mandates, and all of my sons and daughters. Here they are. I'm giving them back to you. And with no indication of whether or not I would get any of it back or any of you back. And I want to stress the seriousness of what I'm saying when I say that I lay down the old Prophetic Edge International. I don't think any of you totally understood what I did. I gave the old ministry from its inception back to God. Now, this ministry started about 13 years ago as the Linda Spannenberg Ministries. And 5 years ago, God renamed this ministry Prophetic Edge International. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. But everything that happened in the last 13 years with all of the mandates, all of the people, everything I gave back to God and I killed it on an altar as I surrendered it to the Lord, as I surrendered the old you. Emphasis, the old you I gave back to God. And I told each one of you, please go and pray and find out if this is where God still wants you moving forward. And you need to make sure that you hear from the Lord. And when you hear, you need to know that God has placed you here. You are committed to the vision and you see me as your apostolic oversight for this ministry. I'm not talking about your churches. And one by one, over a series of 48 hours, every one of you came back. I mean, I had no idea if any of you were going to come back. And I was okay if no one came back. That's how serious I was about this. Sorry about bronchitis. So, each of you came back and you said to me, we have heard from God. The Lord said that this is where we need to be. that you, we see you as the apostolic oversight, and we're committed to the vision of this ministry. Now, I need to tell you what you said yes to. Whatever you do, some of you have only been here for a very short period of time, and others much longer, but none of you were here from the beginning. Not one of the people of this call was here from the beginning of this ministry. Those people have gone. They fell along the way. And that's a very sad thing for me to say, because unfortunately they're going to miss the harvest that God is now releasing. But I started 13 years ago. And there's a long journey of prophetic edge from then till now. Things that you guys don't know. Battles that I fought. Mountains that I overcame. Great, great victories that I won. You guys only came in on the very end of this journey called Prophetic Edge International. But it's gone now. And I need to get this in your minds and in your spirit. The old Prophetic Edge is dead. It's gone. And the old you was meant to die. Your role in this ministry and your mindsets had to die with it. So from this moment forward, the time is now 7:46 on Monday the 13th of January. You need to understand that you've stepped into a brand new ministry. You need to understand that you are listening to a brand new general, an apostle, with a fresh vision and understanding of who she is and what God wants to do in this ministry. Now, the Lord has spoken to me in the last 48 hours concerning the ministry and concerning all of you, which I'm going to share in a moment, but I just want to pray and commit this time to the Lord. Father, I worship you. And I magnify your name. And I declare tonight, Lord, that you are holy and there is none like you. I commit and I dedicate these 21 days of fasting and prayer to you. Father, we're not doing this as a religious act. We are doing this, Father, for consecration. We are doing this for alignment. And we're doing this for breakthrough. And Father, on the first day, the first as holy as unto the Lord, I dedicate the next 21 days to you. And I decree that this will be a time of breakthroughs, of healing, of deliverance, of new vision, of greater intimacy with you. Father, I decree that every person under the sound of my voice, including myself, in the next 21 days reestablishes a firm foundation in Christ Jesus. Reestablishes a greater intimacy with the Holy Spirit and with the Father. I decree and declare that whatever old habits are still residue in us, that you kill it in the next 21 days. Any Jezebelic tendencies, any rebellion, any misalignment with the word of the living God, kill it in the next 21 days. Any baggage we brought over from 2019 and prior concerning marriages, relationships, businesses, ministry, past hurts, past issues, old mindsets, I ask that the fire of consecration will come and consume everything that needs to go. Because you have made a decree over this ministry and you have said, from 2020 henceforth, new means new. That is the vision of this ministry, the foundation of this ministry, the assignments of this ministry, the people in the ministry, the roles in the ministry,
Father, who we are. You're not just wanting to do a work in us, but you're wanting to create, Father, more of you in us. You're wanting to bring us into the image and the likeness of God. And I pray, precious Holy Spirit, that over the next 21 days, you bring our minds into alignment, Lord, that where there's been out of order, where there's been misalignment, Lord, I pray that the precious Spirit of God will come and minister to everyone under the sound of my voice. That you will uproot old mindsets, Lord, that were grieving the Holy Ghost and that was out of order and out of alignment with your word. I decree and declare, Father God, from this moment, apostolically, that governmental order is established in this ministry and over every person attached to it. I decree and declare, Father, that whatever would create enmity between us and the Holy Spirit is consumed by holy fire. I declare, Father, that any form of misalignment, disobedience, rebellion, lack of commitment, laziness, lack of prayer, lack of meditation of the word, it's gone. It's a thing of the past. It no longer exists in this ministry. It is a new day. I decree and declare that we are people of prayer. We are people who are full of the word, full of the spirit, full of the fire, full of the glory. We understand the Joel 2 army structure and we align. And more importantly, we understand the times and the seasons right now. That these are the last of the last days, Father. There's no more time for playing games. There's no more time for playing church or ministry. There's no more time for hidden agendas. Father, now is the time that your spirit is separating the sheep from the goats. You are pulling the remnant out of the church, the true sons and daughters of God. You are making a distinction between those who are in it for personal gain and agendas, and those who are committed to the will and the purposes of the Most High God. Those who can say that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives, their agendas, their personal plans, but that you, Father, became our first love again. That we make a rededication this day of our relationship, what it means to be saved, what it means to be born again. Where we lost the foundation of being a Christian, I decree restoration right now. Where we lost identity of what it means, Lord, to be a soldier in the army of God, I decree restoration upon it right now. Where we, Father, either don't have an understanding because we're immature, or where we have misaligned to what it means to be under a leader, Father, and part of a ministry, I decree alignment now in Jesus' name. Where we lost our fire and, Father, the flame died. Where we lost our zeal for the things of God and the Holy Spirit. Where we lost our desire to pray, to meditate on the word, to worship you. Where we lost the desire for time and intimacy alone with you, where we could commune with you on a daily basis, because that is really what it means to be a child of God. That we are rooted and grounded in our relationships with you first and foremost. And where that's been lost, Father, I decree that's a thing of the past. It was left behind in 2019 and it has not crossed over into this new year. It is a new day. It is a new beginning. It is a new era. And even as you have spoken to me to declare this word on the first day of this 21-day fast, I ask that every heart will be open to hear what thus saith the Lord. Don't let them hear me, Lord. Let them hear the Spirit of the Most High God speaking. Let them hear your heart. I pray, Father, that you open the eyes of their hearts, so that they can see, perceive, and understand what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church called Prophetic Edge in this season. So they will hear with your ears. So they will see with your eyes. So they will perceive with your spirit and your heart, Lord, what it is you are really doing on this day and in this new era. Holy Spirit, I pray that you prepare every heart for everything that you've got to say. I pray that every one of us will humble ourselves to hear what the Spirit of the Lord wants to say to us and to truly be truthful with you and with ourselves about where we find ourselves and what needs to change. We cannot embrace a new beginning if we're still holding on to past mindsets, Lord. It's not possible. We cannot embrace a new beginning if we refuse to let go of what we knew in the past, how we operated in the past. It's impossible. So I pray that every heart will make a decision right now before your throne. Lord, I don't wanna continue the way I have. I don't wanna come across with old mindsets, old behavior patterns. I wanna be free. For he who the Son sets free is free indeed. I want to know your heart, Lord. I want to be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, and I want to be rapture ready. There is one thing that you have impressed on my heart for the last 5 months in my affliction. It is to prepare for the second coming of the King of Glory. And you have told me that it's not our great revelation that will make us ready. It is not our giftings, our ability to prophesy or heal the sick or deliver that will make us ready. It is about how much we look, sound, and behave like Jesus. How much we have been willing to submit ourselves to be transformed so that we can become more and more like you. And I pray that every one of us will truly be mature enough tonight to truly look at our agenda, our motives, our attitudes, our characters, our habits, our commitment levels, our prayer lives, our worship lives, our giving lives, our meditation on your word. I pray that you, Holy Spirit, shine a light on our lives tonight so that each one of us can take an account, not to Apostle Belinda, but to you. This ministry exists to glorify you. That's why I laid it down on the 31st of December, that if there was any of me in prophetic edge, it died on the 31st of December. Prophetic edge that exists now is 100% here. To see your kingdom established, to serve you, and to do whatever it is you ask of us, Lord. Not our will, your will. Not our plans, but your plans. Not our purposes, but yours. And therefore, Lord, every person on this platform has to be totally sold out in love, radically, to Jesus. And we've truly, truly, truly got to be willing to allow the light of your glory to shine on our lives and to reveal to us things that are out of order because you are saying it is time for deliverance. So come, Holy Spirit. Come, Wind of God. Come with the fire of your presence. Come with the weight of your glory. Come with a hammer, Lord, and crush everything that needs to be crushed and consume everything that needs to be consumed. Blow away everything that needs to be blown away and create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, Father, so that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. I'm just going to play a song before I start sharing what the Holy Spirit shared with me. I haven't figured out how to bring YouTube into my iPad Zoom yet, but I'm going to play it for you. If we can just humble our hearts and worship. Oh. Yes. Let's just raise our hands and you worship wherever you are right now. Fire, Spirit God. Send your Spirit God.
Not the might,
Jehovah Rapha,
not the power,
Jehovah
Things happened. God began to speak to me about prophetic edge, about each of us. And the Lord visited me in one of the nights that I was awake and travailing on the threshing floor. The Lord said to me, I'm not happy with the level of pride in this ministry, Belinda. And he wasn't just talking about me, he was talking about every one of you. And God began to show me your hearts and how he sees it. And the Lord said to me that I am going to come and deal with pride in every person in this ministry. He said one of the reasons that many of us have been encountering the level of opposition and warfare is because of the pride in our hearts. Because the principality called Leviathan only operates in your life. The marine kingdom can only attack you if it finds pride. How do I know that? The book of Proverbs teaches us that. I don't have time to go into a teaching right now. But I'm telling you that a lot of the difficulties that we've been having is because the enemy found a seed of pride. And there's no one on this platform that's excluded. I'm talking to every one of you. I have seen it in my own eyes. I have seen pride in you. I have seen pride in me. And God says that he wants to uproot that. He wants to deliver us and set us free so that he can deal with Leviathan and Jezebel in our lives. Because as long as there's a root of pride, Leviathan cannot be delivered from your life. Meaning, your finances won't change. Your healing won't change. Your relationships won't change. Maybe some of you are tasting portions of breakthrough, but I'm telling you now that you haven't even begun to tap in to the fullness of what God has in store for every one of us. And I'm asking you to receive the word of the Lord because it's not me. This is God speaking. I am unhappy with the level of pride in you. This is God speaking to you. And I want to bring deliverance. I am unhappy with Jezebelic traits that I've seen in many of you. What does that look like? Manipulation, control, rebellion, lack of obedience, disrespect to spiritual authority. These are all traits of Jezebel.
every time we think that we know better than our leader, every time, why is it? Ask yourself a question, please, every one of you. Why is it so difficult for you to be obedient when a leader gives an instruction? What is it in you that rises up when a leader gives an instruction and something in you kicks against it? Who the hell does she think she is? I'm not a child. I'm not going to be treated like a child. This is not how I operate. I'm not a baby. I'm a mature Christian. I know better. I know the word. I can prophesy. I can call down fire from heaven. Guys, it's time that everybody actually be truthful, because that is a root of Jezebel in you when you do that. Every time I issue an instruction and you don't obey, Jezebel is operating in you. Pride is operating in you. And I need to call a spade because it's a new day in prophetic age, and God wants to deliver me and you so that we can embrace this new thing in 2020 and beyond. You need to be real with yourself tonight. If there's ever been a thought in your mind that I'm not happy with the way she leads or with the decisions that she makes or with what she's asking of us, if you find yourself telling yourself, I'm not going to go and check that prophetic edge group until I feel like it, you got to get rid of all of these attitudes, because it's ungodly. It is a root of Leviathan, of pride, and it's a root of Jezebel. And God wants to set all of you free, and me. Faith is now. It's not later, it's not tomorrow. And obedience is now. And it doesn't matter what seed you've sowed financially. It doesn't matter how much you've prayed for me. It doesn't matter what you've done that you think you've done for God. I am telling you that God is a God of precept and of order. The Bible says that I am a God of precepts and principles. That means that God exalts his word above his name. And if you are doing any of the things I've mentioned, you are disobeying the word of God, and you have grieved the spirit of God, and you've opened up a door for Jezebel and Leviathan to attack you. And that is why you're not seeing breakthrough. And God wants to uproot that tonight. As I was in prayer today, I initially said to Claire she had to speak for me, and then the Lord said no. Corinne showed up here yesterday, we were in prayer, and the Lord gave me a word to deliver, and it's a hard word, but I'm going to be obedient. And if you're being offended right now, then it means you need deliverance. I'm going to call a spade a spade. I'm operating in an apostolic mantle. The things I tolerated before, I will not tolerate anymore. I will not tolerate Jezebel, and I will not tolerate Leviathan in this ministry no more. Because I want to fulfill the plan of God. I want to possess everything that God has told me about this ministry. And I can only do it when there's a pure platform. And people whose hearts have been purified by the fire of God. Like he's purified me. Do you think, you've been thinking, you know, she hasn't got enough faith to walk in healing. Listen, baby girl, baby boy. You have not qualified to face the affliction that I'm facing right now. Because you wouldn't make it. So if you've been talking or thinking that, then you need to repent right now. Reinhard Bonnke was not healed. He died from cancer. Kim Clement was not healed. He died from cancer. Dutch Sheets was rushed to hospital 7 days ago when he was about to deliver his 2020 address at a prophet's conference. He had an operation on his spine. There are more mighty generals that have been afflicted in their bodies now in the crossing over into 2020. So don't, with your limited understanding and revelation and a level that is below me, try and comprehend what God is doing in my life. I know I'm being harsh now. But I need to say this because God has showed me the attitudes and even the things that have been said. Don't for a moment think that when I'm on the threshing floor, God doesn't expose. I see all of your hearts. The Lord shows me what I need to know. And what I'm saying now needs to be dealt with right now. Also, don't attach yourself, you know, if you are wanting to receive from me in this ministry and with Jezebel and all of these traits. If you truly want to walk in the fullness of who God has called you to be, you're going to need to be obedient. And you're going to need to be desperate for God to uproot every Jezebelic root, every Leviathan root in you. that looks like something. That means that when I speak, you respond to me like a general. That means if I issue an instruction, I don't have to come after you like kindergarten children to say, have you done this? Please do this. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore, guys. I don't have time anymore. We've moved from a prophetic to an apostolic ministry. I don't have time to follow up and I don't have time to check up on you. I can tell you now that if you guys are going to, anyone's going to continue doing that, God's going to remove them from the ministry because we've shifted. We've shifted to an apostolic mandate. You won't hear me saying this again. This is the only time I'm going to say it, but it's a new day. And if there's an instruction issued on something that needs to be done, you need to obey. You need to repent. Every one of you have been guilty of this, where you have not shown the honor that is due to your leader. Every one of you are guilty. You don't respond when I ask things. You don't obey when I issue an instruction. Some of us are not totally committed when the Lord speaks and gives us instructions on things we need to do. And it can't be tolerated anymore because it's Jezebelic and it's Leviathan. And it's got to go in Jesus' name. In prayer today, I spent the whole day in prayer and at the feet of the Lord. And the only thing he kept saying to me yesterday and today is he's taking this ministry through deep, deep cleansing and deliverance, and he is not happy. He's not happy. He gave me a vision of putting all of everybody in a bath and washing you with soap. And he said to me, my word is the soap, and my Holy Spirit is the water. And I'm going to be taking this ministry through a deep, deep cleansing. I'm going to share now some of the notes that I've made on the Google Drive. Bear with me. I'm also trying to be more technically savvy so that I stop driving Karin and Stuart insane. But this is not easy for me. So it's a new time for prophetic edge. And these are the revelatory keys from heaven for our new time. Everything I've said now, you can see. Sorry, I thought this was a clock, but Stuart's right. It's an engine. But it's the same thing. God has dismantled the engine. This is how prophetic edge looks now. Guys, take a look. The engine has been dismantled. The screws and every part of this car's engine, because, you know, a car is a ministry in the spirit. Every part of our engine has been taken apart, and God wants to put it back together again. But he's first going to re-oil. He's going to change the oil. He's going to clean the engine, and then he's going to put it back together again. And so these are the things that we need to implement moving forward. We need to make sure that we truly and seriously, you're going to do this on your own. Go before God, and where you've been guilty of Jezebelic behavior and Leviathan behavior, you need to ask God to take it away from you. You cannot overcome the enemy if he's in you. I'm going to repeat this. You cannot overcome the enemy. You cannot have victory in your life if he's in you. If he finds anything of himself in you, he will laugh at you when you pray. I don't care how much fire you pull from heaven. Remember what I told you, the Lord said to me that we need to get rapture ready, and it's not our giftings and it's not our revelation that's going to get us rapture ready. It's how much we look, sound, and behave like Jesus. And if we go to the Word and you start studying the Lord and how he operates and how he led, that's what we need to get back to. And so the Lord is going to wash us with his Word. He's going to cleanse us with his Word and with his Spirit. And he said to me today, I'm going to be taking prophetic edge through a deep cleansing. I want to get rid of the level of pride that I see in this ministry. I'm not happy, Belinda. Your people are disobedient. They are undisciplined. They lack structure. There is no order in this ministry, and I cannot operate where there's chaos, because chaos is a representation of the kingdom of darkness, not the kingdom of light. And he gave me an instruction to bring divine order back into this ministry. And it starts with you, and it starts with me. I'm going to read you some of the words that the scriptures that talk to what I'm saying to you right now. Some of us have, and the Lord said this, we have orphan spirits. An orphan spirit is a spirit that feels insecure, so we're constantly trying to prove ourselves. And sometimes that looks like we know better than our leader. Sometimes it looks like we don't want to listen. Sometimes that looks like we want all the attention of our leader. We are willing to, we don't operate like a son or like a daughter. When you're a son or a daughter, you know that there's safety with your parents. You don't have to work for the attention. Some of us have got attention, approval, addiction. You've got to have prof's attention. Look, prof, are you happy with me? Prof, are you okay with me? Prof, give me attention. No, it's got to die now in Jesus' name. You've got to start getting mature now. You're not babies anymore. We left the nappies and the dummies in the past season, and now we're picking up our swords and our armor. It's the last of the last days, guys. If you can't get this right in your personal life, you're not going to survive the affliction that's coming with these seasons, this time in the season. It's time that we really begin to mature in the Lord. And so the scriptures that speak to God taking this ministry through a cleansing can be found in Acts 22, verse 16. Now, why do you delay? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a sincere heart. Sincere heart. In full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled clean from any evil conscience. And our bodies washed with pure water. And that's the vision that I saw. The Lord himself, the Father, was washing us with soap and water. That includes you. 1 Peter 3 verse 21, corresponding to that, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Matthew 8 verse 2, and a leper came to him and bowed down before him and said, Lord, if you're willing, make me clean. Titus 3 verse 5, he saved us not on the basis of deeds, which we've done in righteousness, but according to his mercy by the washing of regeneration and the renewing by the Holy Spirit. 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us and our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Psalm 51 verse 10, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3 to 5. For this is the will of God. Your sanctification is the will of God. Your consecration is the will of God. That you will abstain from sexual immorality. That each of you will know how to possess his own vessel and body in sanctification. How to honor God. Not in lustful passion or in vain conceit like the Gentiles do. Psalm 51 verse 7, purify me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Ephesians 5:26, so that he may sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. Here, this is speaking about the groom washing his bride with the word. And our groom is washing us with the word tonight. God wants to set us free so that we can possess the promise. He's taking us through a deep cleansing. He is calling for divine order in this ministry. Things that have been out of order, that's chaotic, is not the kingdom of God. It doesn't operate like that. There is structure, there is order, there is precepts, there is principles. In the kingdom of the Most High God. There's levels of authority. Joel 2 says that the army of God know how to operate in unity without competing against one another and each understanding their position in the army Do not fight for rank. The word of God also says that a soldier does not waste its time with civilian affairs, but obeys the commanding officer. The word is the soap and the Holy Spirit is the water. I want to wash you with me. I want to do a fresh baptism of fire and glory. I want to get rid of the religious mindsets and the old traditions that's still in you of how you used to do things in the past. And I want you to allow me to consume all things and make it new. He also said, I'm going to deliver everyone of self-dependence and an independent spirit. If you're dependent on yourself, on your gift, on your knowledge, on your revelation, or if you're more interested in running it on your own and doing things alone, that's an independent spirit. God wants to break it tonight in the name of Jesus. He showed me that social media has become an idol in many of our lives, including me. And he said, I'm going to deliver you of that idol called social media that's creating enmity between me and you. I want to send overflow. The Lord also spoke to me about the importance of being baptized, because the Bible says that those who have been baptized in water and the Spirit, they shall be saved. If any of you have not been baptized in water, you need to alert me and I need to do it as soon as possible. I now want to go to a vision that I had yesterday while Corinne and I were praying. I had a vision and we were praying, committing the fast to the Lord, and I was praying about the future of this ministry. And I had a vision of a giant tree, large, gigantic tree, a wide, wide bark, you know, the trunk of the tree, was coming up from the ground, just a gigantic, huge, huge tree. And this tree was coming out of the ground. Massive, and it was growing at a abnormal speed. In seconds, this tree was fully grown and was huge, was gigantic. And this tree represents prophetic age. And then there were branches that were coming out of the tree, branches going in every direction you can think of, 360 degrees. These branches were branching out. And then I saw the leaves that were growing upon the branches. And the Lord said, I am the trunk of prophetic edge. And there's a root system that I saw going deep into the soil. I am the trunk and the roots of this ministry. And you are the branches, says the Lord. And you will branch out to the left. And you will branch out to the right. And there will be increase as I take you in new directions, new assignments this year. And I will bring the leaves upon the branches. And he said the leaves are the giftings and the callings and the anointings that God has placed in us. And each one of you carry a different gifting, calling, and anointing. So you can't compare one with another. None of you are the same. All of you have been uniquely gifted. You're different. All of you are carrying a different weight and level of the anointing, a different weight and level of authority and of power. And each of you have been called to a different function. And in this time, as the Lord showed me this tree that was growing gigantic and branching out all over, and the leaves, the Lord said that your leaves will bring healing to the nation. Prophetic Age International, your leaves will bring healing to the nation, says the Lord. And we read that in Revelation 22 that says, there's a river that flows from the throne of God, whose trees bring healing to the nations. And God says that I am extending and accelerating. I am exploding this ministry. You're going to become a large tree with deep roots in my word and in my spirit. And your sons will branch out. And God showed me many more sons and daughters coming into the ministry, the branches, many, many of them. And your leaves will be so purified and consecrated that it will bring healing to the nation. And then he said to me, your fruits are now coming forth, Belinda, for this ministry. And he said to me, go to Leviticus chapter 19, for this is the vision for prophetic age for 2020. I'm reading from Leviticus 19, starting at verse 23. When you enter the land and plant all kinds of trees for food, then you shall consider their fruit forbidden. For 3 years the fruit shall be forbidden to you, it shall not be eaten. But in the fourth year, all the fruit shall be holy, and it shall be an offering of praise to the Lord. But in the fifth year, you may eat the fruit of the tree. This is so that their yield may increase for you. I am the Lord your God. And the Lord said to me, Belinda, for the first 4 years of Prophetic Edge International, remember, we are about 12, 13 years old, but it was 5 years ago, I checked yesterday, I was on a television set shooting God Encounters in Louisiana, and the glory of God came into that television studio, knocked out the cameraman and the director, knocked out me and the presenter. We were all on the floor of the set, and while I was on the floor, the Lord said, this day, Prophetic Edge is reborn. You will no longer be called Belinda Spannenberg in Ministries, but you will now be called Prophetic Edge International. This was on the 7th of March, 5 years ago. Exactly 5 years ago.
27 March, 2015.
Yeah, exactly 5 years ago. And the Lord said to me, for the first 3 years, you labored in this ministry and you planted in the land all kinds of trees, and the trees were all the assignments that I sent you to fulfill in the nations. But the fruit were forbidden. You weren't able to taste of the financial fruit, of all the fruits of your labor, the sons, the daughters. And in the fourth year, the fruit that this ministry gave forth was holy. That is why I brought you a husband, but you had to actually yield it. It was a fruit that had to be given to God. If you remember correctly, every cent that I made in last year on my nation's trips, I've shared this testimony. I wasn't able to keep any of the money. All of it had to go to pay for the accident, for medical bills, blah, blah, blah. Why? Because if, according to this word, I was not allowed to taste of any of the fruit in the fourth year. In the first 4 years of this ministry, the team that started out with me didn't even make the second year of the ministry. They all left. Nobody passed the test. In the second year, there was a new team. They didn't make it to the third year. They didn't pass the test. In the fourth year, you were born. And in the fifth year, this is the fifth year of Prophetic Edge International. In the fifth year, you may eat the fruit of the trees. This is so that their yield may increase for you. I am the Lord your God. The Lord said to me, this is Prophetic Edge harvest year. This is the year that you move from promises revealed to promises fulfilled. This is the year you taste the fruit of your labor, Belinda, in the nations. Of all the trees that you planted in Australia and in the UK, and in South Africa, and in America, this is the year you will taste of the financial fruit. This is the year you will taste of the sons and daughters of the nations. This is the year I will send increase upon the intercessors. This is the year that you will partake of the fruits. And as I partake of the fruits of the ministry God's given me, so will you. I want the penny to drop. You need to receive this word. And you need to say, thank you, Lord, that I'm here this time in this season. Because what started 5 years ago when this ministry was reborn, I paid for with blood, sweat, and tears, but you get to reap the rewards with me this year. If you're still around and you are in alignment. I feel sorry for my previous teams that I'm not going to taste and see that the Lord is good in 2020 with me. My sons and my daughters that were lost because they didn't pass the test that God's challenging you to pass tonight. But this is the year that Prophetic Edge prophet Michael Mitchell and his wife Carrie in the USA sent me a dream a few weeks ago. She dreamt that I gave birth to a baby girl. And at the age of 20, this girl ministry exploded. Signs, wonders, miracles, the supernatural. The baby girl she dreamt of in her dream was Prophetic Edge International that I was holding. And the age 20 speaks of the year 2020. That came 3 months before the crossover into the new year. God is saying that this is the year this ministry will explode. this is the year that the fruits of all the labor, the last 5 years, will be tasted and will be enjoyed. And you get to be a part of that if you are in alignment, sons and daughters of prophetic age. This is a good word. So, Father, I thank you. I want to make a decree right now that in the fifth year of prophetic age's rebirth, we get to taste and see that the Lord is good. I pray that you increase the revelation of my sons and daughters so they can understand, Lord, every seed that is planted doesn't yield fruit in the same season. Every time we sow, it doesn't mean that we get to eat that crop immediately. You need to bring them revelation knowledge and understanding, Father. But I thank you, Lord, that this ministry has survived 5 years of testing, 5 years of hell, 5 years of battles, Lord. That we could come into our fifth year and now we can taste and see that the Lord is good. And we can partake of the fruits of the trees that we planted in the nations, Lord. We possess these fruits. We welcome the finances, the relationships, the promises, the platforms, the people, the sons and daughters, the media platforms, the intercessors, the partners, Father, that we have worked for the first 5 years and we were not able to possess and eat. But Father, I thank you that we release it in my life, in the ministry, and in the life of all those under the sound of my voice who are in alignment and in obedience, Lord. In Jesus' name, and I thank you, Father, for bringing us to the year of grace, for keeping us for 5 years, for giving me the tenacity to keep going, even when everybody left, Lord. Thank you for bringing me to this point, and thank you that you're going to take us beyond this. For this is the year of prophetic ages explosion, Father. This is the year that we begin to eat the fruits of the trees that we planted over the last few years. We receive it. I ask, Father, that you will bring your delivering fire right now. I don't have to shout and scream anymore. I'm standing in apostolic authority tonight. And I speak deliverance over everyone under the sound of my voice. Of every Jezebelic root, every root of Leviathan, every orphan spirit, every disobedient spirit, every dormant spirit that's still asleep, Father, I pray right now that your fire and your glory will bring deliverance and that people will take responsibility. And I decree a shift in our attitudes and our behaviors from this very second. I release your fire and your glory upon every heart and I thank you for a turnaround. In the precious name of Jesus. James Gall, I submitted to a teaching with James Gall and I need to just share some of the insights. He was talking to prophets worldwide, and I was on that webinar. And the Lord told him that in this year, I'm only sharing some of the stuff. He said that he's going to be taking the body through cleansing and deliverance from past disappointments, which hinder your faith. Because disappointment is a hindrance to faith. That's what he said. And we cannot carry old baggage into a new era. It lines up with what I'm telling you. He also said that this is the year that God exposes the thief and the robber in your midst. He had a dream and two demonic entities came to him and he asked them in the name of Jesus, identify yourself. And they said, my name is thief. And the other one said, my name is robber. And this is scriptural. And the Lord said to him that this is the year that the thief and the robber is found and exposed in your life, in your ministry, in your city, in your nation. I'm going to bind up the thief and the robber, and then I'm going to take them to court for justice to be served. You better say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because whatever's been stealing from you, whatever's been robbing from you all these years, this is the year God says, I expose them. I bind them, and I bring them to the heavenly court so that justice can be served. He also said this is the year that God is bringing revelation for the difference between power and authority. Power and authority are two different things. The Bible says the Holy Spirit shall come upon you and you will receive power from on high. You need the dunamis power of God for ministry. You cannot move heaven on earth without the power of God. You need the anointing and you need the glory. And the only way you birth that is in prayer. You can't get it through impartation from your prophet or your apostle. You need to be on your face in prayer. You need to be on your face in worship. You need to be sowing. You need to be pursuing God to have power in your life, because it's the only way you overcome. If you can bind the devil so you're blue in the face, he will laugh at you, unless there's power in your words. And you only birth power through prayer, through worship, and through submission. Authority, the Bible says, I give you the keys to authority, that whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Authority is conditional and it's dimensional. You have authority according to the role God's given you, the position He's given you, the placement He's given you, your sphere, the geographic location that He's given you. You do not have the authority that I have. I do not have the authority that Cindy Jacobs has. We have been given with different levels of authority according to where God has placed us. I don't have the same authority like the president of the nation. I have a different type of authority. And when you operate outside of revelation of authority and power, you break spiritual laws and you open up a door for the enemy to come in. So it's time that we must now start to understand what true power is and what true authority is. God, give me my authority and help me understand my position. Help me understand my level of authority. Father, I want to receive power from on high so that I can get the breakthrough in my personal life. He also said this is a year of the conflict of thrones between the throne of God and the throne of Satan. There's a conflict of thrones happening on the earth. And because of the conflict of thrones, God's showing up and He's bringing divine order in the earth. He's bringing divine order in Iran, Iraq, all the places that's fighting against His throne. He's bringing divine order. He's also bringing divine order in cities, in nations, in churches, and in this ministry. Because only the divine order of God will bring shalom and joy and breakthrough and blessing. God will not bring blessing in the chaos and confusion. He will only bring a blessing where there is order, where there is unity, divine order, and God's bringing that. And something that He shared is, we must remember the scripture in these last days, as demonic forces are increasing upon the earth, the scripture says that you and I are seated, not above the principalities and powers and rulers of dark places. It says we're seated far above principalities, rulers, and darkness. And we need to remember this and our levels of authority. With whatever the enemy is throwing at us. Whatever's keeping us from being obedient, you've got to root out, you've got to fight for that thing in you. Hallelujah. So that we can get the breakthrough that God wants to give us. Now, I quickly want to just share some thoughts on Claire had a dream the other day, for those who haven't listened to her voice note. And she dreamt that the team was backed up in a corner. And people were throwing accusations at us and like spears towards us. And the team took so much flak that they were cowering in a corner, shivering, shaking with fear and intimidation. And that's what the season that we find ourselves in as a ministry. People are laughing at us. They're laughing at me. They're laughing at our ministry, accusing us. And I need to tell you what God did in the midst of that. Sharon Stone showed up and she said, I'm the edge in prophetic edge. And when she said it, there was thunder that came out of her mouth. Now, you need to understand, Dr. Sharon Stone received the mantle from her spiritual father, Dr. Bill Hammond, who was known as the father of the prophetic movement globally. So Dr. Sharon Stone represented the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit's always personified as a woman. The fact that God used Dr. Sharon Stone was he was saying at the very highest level of the prophetic in the earth, I'm the edge in prophetic edge. He was saying that the Spirit of God is the edge in this ministry. The Bible says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So Jesus was making a declaration to all of those who are laughing at us. Hey, I'm the edge in prophetic edge. You will notice that a lot of the prophets I release as a forerunner, and the other prophets globally only come later, or two or more later. And they released the same words I released 3 months ago, because we were the generals that I submit to. And this is what God is doing in the earth. And He's saying that I'm the edge in prophetic edge. Then she had another dream. And the Lord showed her that this financial breakthrough coming to this ministry, and she, Claire, and I got into a vehicle. It was an old, broken-down vehicle. But as we began to drive on the highway, the vehicle accelerated and turned into a state-of-the-art sports car. A vehicle represents prophetic edge. Do not despise the day of small beginning. Don't look at what you see in the natural now. I am telling you, from the day I birthed this ministry 13 years ago, I saw the destiny of prophetic edge. I know who we are. We are a global ministry of great significance in the last days. This is not a little teeny mini joke. This ministry has got a great part in the end time plans of the Father. And that is why we got into the ministry, we got into the car when it looked like an old kaboom that was falling around, and people judge us by that old kaboom because we don't have the buildings, we don't have the equipment, but that thing transformed while we were driving, while we were going about the ministry, while we were going about obeying the word of the Lord and the mandate, it transformed into a sports car, top of the range, expensive, and great speed. This is what is going to happen. You're going to see it. For those who will still remain, you will see that. I'm going to ask Karin to just share something on godly order and structure and mandates. And then I'm going to finish. Karin, can you just ask you?
Yesterday, while me and Prof were doing something, dropped spirit. And I was running for a run. And I had